Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show here on this Tuesday evening, News Talk 830 WCCO. And there is a lot of ground for me to cover tonight because I have returned to Minnesota and there's been a lot that's been going on. Alongside producer Christopher Tubbs, I appreciate you hanging out with me here on the Good Neighbor until 9 p.m. this evening. And I want to start with the news that everybody saw yesterday, the firing, and I've got that in quotes, of Rocco Baldelli. Because I think there's some people that feel like maybe Rocco wanted to exit because he wasn't on board with maybe what was going to happen here with the Twins financially coming up. But we'll just go with that. Okay, him being relieved of the duties of manager for your Minnesota Twins. And I have mixed emotions about this. And I'm a little bit surprised at the fans' reaction as it stands today. I have mixed emotions because, first and foremost, Rocco Baldelli, yes, the last couple of years have not been good. There was some good that came out of his tenure as manager here. I don't think that there's any Twins fan that would say that he did not show promise, did not have good moments in winning this division, what was it, 3 years in his time of being here as the manager, but ultimately not having the playoff success. And quite frankly, the last couple of years, it's just been really, really bad. And that led to him exiting from the organization. But the reason why I have mixed emotions is because, I guess I'll put it like this. There's two reasons why I have mixed emotions. First off, I appreciate and respect the hell out of Rocco Baldelli. That guy never sugarcoated anything. He was a straight-up dude. He didn't lie about anything, and he was not fake. I appreciate coaches and people in his profession that aren't fake. He's not a fake dude. When it was time for him to show emotion and he was truly frustrated and upset about his team's play, he showed that. But leading up to that, when people wanted him to be pissed off in some way or whatever, he never faked it. Because there's a lot of people in the sport that feels like, oh, I got to go out there, I got to kick up dirt over home plate, I got to do this, I got to throw a hat, I got to break, you know, the water. He's not doing that just to be doing that. Like, he was genuine with how he felt. Very measured. He knew that there were times where he needed to make a statement. But all in all, he was just a straight-up guy. So I appreciate that. And I will miss that about Rocco. Awesome guy. I enjoyed conversations with him off the microphone. Good dude. Secondly, and this is where I want to hear from you guys at 651-461-9226. how much of this, in terms of what this team was not able to get accomplished this year and last year, was all because of Rocco? And I bring this up because for the last several years, Twins fans would call Final Pitch or text into the show, and they would say, I'm over Rocco. I want Rocco gone. I'm tired of this guy. He's pulling pitchers too soon. He's doing this wrong. He's doing that wrong. But you know what the reaction's been here in the last 24 hours? I'm not sure that fans are happy or excited about this development, because they are looking in the mirror and they're saying, you know what? The Polads own this team, and we're not sure this team is going to spend any more money. And all of a sudden, it feels like Twins fans are a little bit indecisive about how they feel about Derek Falvey. So, if you're a Twins fan, like, how are you feeling? Because I have to say that I've got mixed emotions about this. Look, I get it. He hasn't achieved enough success as the Twins manager to stay in the job. And clearly, what happened in the second half of the season altered his future with this organization. Because remember, they picked up his contract for next year. If we want to look at the second half of the season and put that on Rocco, I would say no, don't do that. He had no bullpen. They absolutely jettisoned everybody out of this team and this organization. They had half of an arm in the bullpen. So, do I think that we've got some pieces to build upon in the future? Yes. But to look at this team and to not acknowledge that it was stripped down at the trade deadline and factor that in, just that will make no sense at all.
I think you look at everything in its totality. And to me, when I think about, you know, the last few years, 2023 was great. 2024, faltering down the stretch. 2025, the team changed their DNA on the fly, which to me is something I don't think I've ever seen in Major League Baseball, to go 180 degrees, be like, we started this way, trade deadline, reset button, go this way. And Rocco's doing it on the fly. And what is the old saying? Be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what? Now for Twins fans, what's the next move in terms of what you want to see? You got Rocco. Okay, Rocco's gone. I don't think he was what ailed this team. I think, to me, Henry, there are a lot of ingredients that are in this whole recipe that's Minnesota Twins baseball. Rocco was a small part of it, but ultimately, you've still got the head of the organization is the one that's going to call the shots.
For sure.
Rocco may do what he's supposed to do in his role as the office wants him to do.
Well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
We know the reality is that Rocco's no longer the manager. But let's just assume this, that Rocco is the manager. Let's say I've asked this question last week, okay, when he was still the manager. If I had to rank him in terms of faith, how would you rank in terms of faith? 1, 2, or 3? The Polads at the as owners, Derek Falvey and Jeremy Zoll as management, and then the manager.
I go in that order. I go number one with the Polads.
No.
Okay, what are you?
In terms of faith, who you had the most faith in?
Oh, the most faith in. I go the opposite. Faith in Rocco the most,
okay,
and then Falvey, and then the Polads.
Me too.
So that's where I go. I think part of, and one of the things that we got into, Henry, in terms of Rocco and managing the pitching staff, a lot of this stuff seemed to be laid out. A lot of things seemed to be already, okay, we get to this point in the game. We're going to make this decision. We're going to go with this. This is what the analytics say. This is what our spreadsheet tells us. Sometimes I felt like the game was taken out of the manager's hands, and there were things that were already dictated based on numbers. And You need to be able to marry analytics with the gut feeling. You can't just go one way and say, we get to this point, the numbers tell us, lefty, lefty, got to do this. You need to take some of that, and you need to just let the manager manage. And there were times where I felt like maybe some of the things were taken out of Rocco's hands. That's how I feel.
All right, 651-461-9226. Love to get your reaction, your calls, your text. We got a bunch of sports stuff here in the opening hour. Definitely at 6:35. You don't want to miss that segment because I have a few thoughts about something else going on here locally. But I'd love to get your reaction on the text line or phone call on the John Schuster Coal Banker hot, not the hotline, but the if a special guest wants to call us on the hotline. Anyway, 651-461-9226. We're going to hear from Derek Falvey, a couple of points that he had to make earlier with the Chad Harbin Show. We'll get to that next year on the Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I look at a team that at the end of this season, a lot of young players took some real steps forward. Now, I was talking to Byron Buxton leaving the other day in Philadelphia, and we talked about there's a lot of talent in this room, in this core. So let's see where things take us.
All right, this team has talent. That from Derek Falvey, president of baseball operations and business operations. That may be true in a way. This team didn't have talent in the bullpen. Like it didn't. Like we can sit here and we can say that Byron Buxton, talented.
Mm-hmm.
Royce Lewis, talented. Okay? Luke Kuechel, talented. Like, there are guys that we can look at. We can look at Pablo Lopez, talented.
Joe Ryan,
talented. In that bullpen, who are you going to look at and say they're talented? There's not one name. Thank you. I thought you were going to try to name someone, and I'm like, nip that in the bud right now.
I was going to try. I came up with nothing.
No, you can't do anything.
I came up with nothing.
Derek Falvey, earlier today on the Chad Harbin Show, check out the podcast page, check out Chad's entire show. But Falvey with Chad, when was this decision made?
We had very private conversations about, you know, what we could do differently and how we could do it better going forward. And then ultimately yesterday morning had a final set of conversations with ownership now that everyone had processed different aspects of opinions and different feedback. And it was they collectively arrived at a decision to make this change. And it was obviously incredibly challenging, but something that in concert with ownership, we collectively decided it was an organizational decision to move on.
All right, so hold on. So when he says that collectively, is that just him in ownership, or was Rocco involved in the conversation too? I just kind of wonder about that because...
So you would bring the manager in and get the manager's perspective?
Well, let the manager know that this is what we're doing. This is how we're proceeding forward with the organization, whether it's payroll, whether it's all these different things, and let them know what the deal is.
Okay, I thought you were...
And just let him know, and then maybe Rocco's reaction is like, look, you're going to cut payroll even more? Like, yeah. I'm not down for that. I'm not saying that that's what happened, but I'm saying just the way that it was kind of phrased there, like these meeting of the minds, I just wonder if Rocco had anything to say.
Yeah, I take that as meaning, you know, Derek Falvey, the Polads, and Jeremy Zoll, the general manager. That's who when he says it's a collaborative effort, that is, I guess that's who I, you know, if you're going to bring Rocco in and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go in a different direction. I don't think you have a conversation. After you let somebody go, you don't have a conversation to talk about.
I'm not
about.
Saying after.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I'm not saying, why would it be?
That's
how you took what I said after?
Yeah.
No, you have a conversation before you make a decision to part ways that you're letting him know this is the direction of the team. We're still trying to sell the team, but we're going to cut payroll more, whatever. I'm not saying that you fired him and then you're going to talk to him afterwards.
They're not selling the team. I mean, that we know.
No. I understand that they're not selling the team, but like we've tried to sell the team. We're not, I phrased that wrong. We tried to sell the team. We're not selling the team. They're going to bring in these, investors, and all that stuff, whatever.
To absorb
but
the
we're
going to
cut maybe some more payroll because they laid some other people off, whatever. So it's going to be interesting.
And Rocco's like, I'm out. You can do something else.
So that was Derek Falvey talking about when the decision was made. Who made the decision?
This is a decision that you have to work closely with ownership. You share different perspectives about what the potential opportunities are going forward. And, you know, ultimately, if you make a change, what that looks like, too. Because these are such challenging decisions, we made it together.
All right, so they made it together. This from the 651, this is from Karen in Northeast. Hello to both of you. Hello, Karen. I have to say that I don't believe it's Rockwell's fault. I believe that he is the fall guy for all of the problems with the Twins. I do feel like what he was supposed to do when his team was, I do feel like what was supposed to, what was he supposed to do when his team was gutted? So I just want to say that take good care and go Twins in 2026. From the 651, another texter, it's not a good choice when you just mentioned the three, the Polad family and Rocco on my view. None of them are a good choice. I don't have faith in any of them. Wow. Rocco was so poor in his post-game observations every time he had any kind of good analysis or no good analysis or anything. This is kind of broken up. I think this person's clearly talked to text.
Yeah, talked to text.
Yeah. He was just like a robot saying anything that my five-year-old could have said. Sometimes the talk to text, I get talk to text. Talk to text ain't great for radio shows. Sometimes it comes across and it's just jumbled up and it's the wrong words and all that stuff, but we get the point that you're trying
absolutely.
To make.
Yeah, we get the point of
we
it.
Get the point that you're trying to make. Look, I've thought this for a while, that in terms of like the fall guy thing, I don't want to go that far, though. Like, Rocco's got to own his part in this.
Oh, sure he does.
No one's going to sit here and say that Rocco Baldelli was a flawless manager. Rocco made some mistakes, like all managers, all coaches make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that right now, Twins fans, I feel like, are looking at him in a more favorable light than a couple of years ago because more people are upset with actually the family that owns the team.
Yeah, I think if you didn't have the gutting of the team and the upheaval of all of the players at the trade deadline, and then the ownership situation and saying, hey, you know what, we're not going to sell, we're going to keep it ourselves. I feel like those two things have now leapfrogged Rocco in terms of getting the ire of Twins fans. And to the texter, I understand where you're coming from. I would say that you can't, over 162 games, you can't just be hot all the time. You can't be redlining all the time. You've got to be measured. And when you're upset, you've got to make it count. And you can't be a guy in today's day and age, you can't just throw the team under the bus all the time. And you have to be a little more analytical with how your post-game press conferences go. Was there a lot of coach speak? Absolutely. But I think there were times where Rocco would give you answers, and when he was frustrated or he was upset, you would know it. And I think that's what I appreciated. Again, this is not a Rocco Baldelli problem. This is not a Pollad problem. This is not a Derek Valvey problem. This is an everybody problem. And this is just step one of trying to clean up this just mess that right now we're dealing with the Minnesota Twins.
651-461-9226. Coming up next, talking about problems. It seems like the Lynx and the WNBA, they have a problem. We discuss it next here on the Lake Show. Man, you fade the music quick on this show, don't you? All right, welcome back.
I thought you were going to come in. I didn't want it to blast over you.
No, you're good. It's you know, you got to be a mixologist, man. Let me ride the wave a little bit.
Weeka, weeka, weeka.
WNBA in the spotlight. And it's because the Minnesota Lynx, Nafisa Collier, and Cheryl Reeve, head coach, they have just went scorched earth on the league and the commissioner of the league over the course of the last, 48 hours? It's, this situation has been rather interesting. And let me say this before we get started. I have the utmost respect for Cheryl Reeve. I have the utmost respect for Nafisa Collier. I love the Lynx. I have loved women's basketball my entire life. Cheryl Reeve is a Hall of Famer. Nafisa Collier is going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, phenomenal. Individuals, people, like, I love Cheryl Reeve more as a person away from the court than even as a basketball coach and executive. I got to keep it real, though, okay? And I'd love to get people's reaction on this because I think I'm going to be in the minority here with this take. I'm actually disappointed in Nafisa Collier and Cheryl Reeve. I am. I'm going to be in the minority here. Not because I don't love them, because I do. But the timing of all of this and the optics and the way all of this is playing out bugs me a little bit, okay? So the end-of-the-year press conference, because they lost the series against the Phoenix Mercury 3-1, was today. They met with the media. Fee sits down in front of the media and talks extensively I think the entire thing was just under 5 minutes, and she was reading off some comments that she made about her frustration with the league, the way that they're operating, the way that Kathy Engelbert, the commissioner, has operated, and just the leadership. Cheryl Reeve got upset after Game 3 and stated that the leadership, something had to change at the top in the league office with leadership. That it was unacceptable, that officiating was bad, all that stuff. And I saw that and I was out of town. And I saw the comments, was watching the game. I saw the play where Fee gets hurt and all that stuff. Whatever. We'll get into all of that here because I want to talk about this the next couple of segments. And you're more than happy to chime in at 651-461-9226. I think that Coach Reeve and Fee have valid points to make about officiating. I do. I have no issue with a conversation about officiating. WNBA officiating needs an upgrade. I'm not going to sit here and even debate that. I don't think that that's even really debatable. I think sometimes the timing of it is debatable, right? But we'll get to that. This is the problem that I have. Well, what's happening right now is game two at Target Center. The Minnesota Lynx blew a what, 20-point lead?
Yes.
Game three, a game in which they came out, they were on fire, they were playing well. They had a double-digit lead there on the road. Things didn't go their way. In the latter moments of the game, Nafisa Collier ends up getting hurt on a clean play. It was not a foul. It was a steal. A very unfortunate injury, clearly. They lose. And in the final game of the series, with a 13-point lead that they had in the second half, they blew that lead too. Double-digit leads, they blow those leads. I firmly believe this. If the Minnesota Lynx win this series, we're not talking about this today. We're just not. We're not. Now, we can have a conversation about officiating needs to be better. But I think that we're having this conversation today because this team did not advance. That's how I feel. And I'm not saying this to take shots at Fee. I'm not saying this to take shots at Coach Reeve. I think that that's the reality, or that's my opinion on how I view this. It was very unfortunate that she got injured. Okay? Did that impact the last game? Of course. When you've got the second best player in the league not available to play, of course you're not giving yourself the best opportunity to win in advance or to get it back to Minnesota because you don't have any depth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I totally get that. But my point is this. There were things that were brought up today that I think it's unfortunate that it comes up today. We've got a game five in Las Vegas tonight with the Aces in Indiana. And now we got all these other things that are being talked about here today.
Nobody's talking about the game.
In the Lynx.
Nobody's talking about the game.
Listen to – now look. Kathy Engelbrecht has been in the spotlight because we have been upset with her since last year. The officiating in the WNBA Finals last year, let's be honest, it was bad. Okay, it was bad. It was bad. It's a little bit hard for me to just talk about officiating in our situation and just make it that. Because this team had the best team in the league. I mean, had the best record in the league. This was the number one seed. They had the second best player in the league. They came in second in MVP voting. They've got the defensive player in the league and Atlanta Smith, right?
Yes.
And today we're talking about officiating and you blew double-digit leads. Let me read this quote. This is from Fee, okay? Straight out of the Minnesota Star Tribune. Quote, "The real threat to our league isn't money. It isn't ratings or even missed calls or physical play. It's the lack of accountability from the league office." I want accountability from our team, though. Can we just acknowledge that we blew double-digit leads in the final three games that we lost? That's what I want. That's what I want. I'm not saying that the WNBA as a league office that they should not be held accountable for bad officiating. We need to own we dropped the ball. We, as the Minnesota Lynx, we dropped the ball. We blew a 20-point lead in game two at home. We blew a lead when we went on the road both games against Phoenix. I want to acknowledge that too. That's all I'm saying. I'm acknowledging that there's things we got to work through, but let me ask this question to you and to anybody out there listening. Do you think that the Minnesota Lynx lost this series because of officiating? I don't.
No. No. They had opportunities to win this series. I think for me, Henry, and you know, we were talking with J-Lo a little bit before we came on. We saw him in the hallways. To me, this has been building up since last year.
Yep.
This was a carryover from last year's finals against the New York Liberty, which you can say maybe there was some questionable officiating in that ultimately in decisive game five. Now to come down to this point, and you see the steal. I'm with you, Henry, that I believe it was a clean play. There was the knee.
It was a clean play. I don't think anybody can dispute that.
There was knee to knee contact, and when Fee went over, she rolled that ankle.
Yeah, it was unfortunate.
It was. If Fee doesn't get hurt, I don't think that this is nearly the talking point as well. Now, it might still be a talking point, but when Fee gets hurt on Friday night, and you know it's bad, and you just see that this is the series, this is the season wrapped up in a physical play that there was no call, I think to me that was the mountain that was erupting, and it took that play for everything to kind of finally boil over.
Do I think that the commissioner has handled all the things great with the league? Absolutely not. She's at fault too. But I think that on our end, it does come across as sore losers. That's the way that it comes across. And look, I love the Lynx. I love the Lynx. Everybody knows this. Two of my really good friends in the world of sports are part of that coaching staff. Rebecca Brunson, who also was fined.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsey Whalen. I've done TV shows around both women because they're friends of mine. I don't like the way that this has all kind of trickled out here in the last 48 hours.
And I think it diminishes the season because now you're looking at it. Nobody's talking about the season. It's like, why are you so bitter? Why are you so angry? It's like, come on.
And they have a right to be frustrated. I totally get that. They didn't accomplish the goal.
Yeah.
Let's get to some of the comments, though, because we want to react in the next segment and get your phone calls with regards to the commentary. This is Fee talking about a meeting that she had with Kathy at Unrivaled, and this was the conversation that they had back and forth about the league.
At Unrivaled this past February, I sat across from Kathy and asked how she planned to address the officiating issues in our league. Her response was, well, only the losers complain about the refs. I also asked how she planned to fix the fact that players like Caitlin, Angel, and Paige, who are clearly driving massive revenue for the league, are making so little for their first 4 years. Her response was, Caitlin should be grateful she makes $16 million off the court, because without the platform that the WNBA gives her, she wouldn't make anything.
All right, so let me address that commentary right there real quick. I think that's a mistake by Fee, and let me tell you why. I think that, first off, if that is what Kathy said and that's how she viewed it, it's unfortunate. It should not be viewed that way, as though like Caitlin Clark should be so lucky that she even has a platform. Number one, we all disagree with that, and she should be compensated better than what she's being compensated. All WNBA players should be compensated better than what they're being compensated. Let me say that. I do have an issue with Fee airing that out in that way. Just don't inject Caitlin Clark into this. Like, come on, stop that, man. Don't do that to Caitlin Clark. Because now you're using Caitlin Clark's stardom to interject in this issue because you're upset and frustrated.
Even Angel Reese and Paige Beckers too.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I just to me, that just feels icky to me. Another cut. She clearly calls out the leadership with the WNBA.
We have the best players in the world. We have the best fans in the world. But right now, we have the worst leadership in the world. We serve a league that has shown they think championship coaches and Hall of Fame players are dispensable, and that's fine. It's professional sports. But I will not stand quietly by and allow different standards to be applied at the league level.
All right, now Coach Reeve, talking about the officiating, she states just flat out that the refs were awful.
I can take an L with the best of them. I don't think we should have to play through more than what they did. We got players, Masha's on the glass and gets cracked and there's no call. And all of them said, it wasn't my call. I don't know. I didn't see it that way. They're f***ing awful.
And then also Coach Reeve, she just wants changes made to league officiating.
This is what our league wants. Okay. But I want to call for a change of leadership at the league level when it comes to officiating. It's bad for the game.
651-461-9226. Your thoughts, your texts, your phone calls next here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we can take a phone call or two. We're getting plenty of text here into the show. 651-461-9226. From the 612, timing may be bad, but I agree with the frustration. I don't like the way the hack level of play is allowed to continue. You have to make a point when you have the opportunity, and I agree with that. You do have to take that chance and that opportunity to let your opinions be known. I totally get that. I think you have to factor in all things because I don't think it's just like we're sitting here and people want to make it about the officiating when we've blown leads. So wait, when we built the 20-point lead up at home, was that officiating or was it not? Was it good officiating then or was it not a good officiating? When we have leads, is the officiating good or is it bad?
It's good.
Help me with that, please.
It's good when we have leads. It's bad when leads are blown.
From the 507, Henry, they were expected to win the series, but messed it up. I honestly think their complaints are sour grapes. From the 612, not this series with regards to the officiating at all. They don't think that it was all about the officiating. From the 612, as they were talking, I kept on saying, oh, really? You want to talk about accountability? This is from the 651. We did blow the lead. That's a problem. But the problem is Fee got hurt. We agree that Fee got hurt. And it was very unfortunate. And that's why we're talking about it. It was a clean steal, but her knee got taken out. That's not incidental. Watch it again. Love your show. Lake, peace. I appreciate the text. I appreciate the them listening. I disagree with them about the – well, I don't disagree with them. They said it was a clean steal.
Mm-hmm.
And I responded back that I've watched it, because I've watched it a million times, that she's dribbling, the ball stolen, her momentum carries into the defender, right? And she ends up twisting her leg and her knee. And I'm, first of all, let me say this. I'm glad that it was only a sprained ankle, because it looked like it could have been. Well, it could have been knee.
I thought it was fractured, like at that point when it rolled.
So the texter responded back, so it's okay to run somebody over. It was her move when she got cut off. The texter already said that it was a clean steal. Like, I don't know what we're debating over. Like, we agree. It was a clean steal. Just a very unfortunate play that she got hurt on.
It was. It was unfortunate that the knees banged, and the knee-to-knee contact, to me...
That was momentum.
Yeah, when that happened, Fee was off balance, and that's when she rolled her ankle, and that's when, I think, when she went down, that was the volcano, and that was it.
Yep, and the texter followed up, and I agree with the texter. I think a lot of stuff just added up.
Oh, you edited that, didn't you?
And it popped the fuse.
It did.
And I agree. It did. It popped the fuse.
Yes.
And
we got to reset the breaker box in the offseason.
It's a bummer, man. It's a bummer.
It is a bummer, because you're not going to have these sort of years every year. For as good as this team has been and this franchise has been, the WNBA is getting better every year. It is going to be more and more competitive as more teams enter the league. There's a reason why they're expanding at a pretty good rate.
I'm a little bit bothered that Fee has now publicly inserted Caitlin Clark in there into this conversation. Who did she mention in the conversation with Kathy? She said Caitlin Clark. Who else?
Andrew Reese and Paige Beckers. I mean, mostly Caitlin, because Caitlin's the...
No, I know, because she's kind of the face.
Yeah, she's the face.
She drew all the attention.
But it's Angel Reese, Paige Beckers, too.
Hold on. Is it appropriate, though, to bring that private conversation into the mix without... I mean, did she tell Paige about that? Did she tell Caitlin about that? And she also made a comment about her husband and Unrivaled, like...
And how he cares for his players, and how he,
I think that these are all mistakes.
It's getting
way too personal. I'm dead serious.
I think you're right. I do think
when you're bringing your husband into this, don't do that. Yeah. I don't think it's right. And I'm not here trying to defend Kathy, the league commissioner, Engelbert, and like she's the greatest commissioner of all time.
She's made a lot of mistakes.
I'm sorry, though. I just don't agree with Fee on this.
Yeah.
I know you love your husband. I know that you love Unrivaled, but what was the point in that?
Yeah, I feel like it was... I mean, if I'm Fee and I'm trying to step back and look at it...
I think that's a mistake.
Trying to show that, hey, there was this callous response when I wanted to reach out and have this conversation, and the commissioner of the league was very dismissive of what I was saying and how we were feeling.
Well, how is Caitlin Clark supposed to respond? She's going to get asked about this. How is Paige Beckers going to respond? She's going to get asked about this.
Yeah.
Hopefully Fee said to them, hey, I'm going to put you guys on blast, so be prepared to have a follow-up. And this is the thing. Was Caitlin part of that conversation? No.
No.
Was Paige part of that conversation?
It sounds like this was just a one-on-one.
I understand that she is venting, that she's upset, and all of that stuff, whatever, and she is trying to put the spotlight on Kathy. I think that there's a better way to go about it than this. Seriously, because this eventually will become a he said, she said. Because Kathy will respond back and be like, nah, that's not actually what I said. And then who do you believe?
Yeah, I think, to me, you're doing it now because it's such a hot button topic. What's the saying? You strike while the iron's hot. It is such a talking point now. I feel if you are going to get your point across, you're going to, it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. And it's the emotion that is put into it that I think is such a talking point. If cooler heads prevail and we come back in a month and we're talking about this, it's a completely different tone. But I think you're trying to take advantage of this being, you know, it's like, hey, it happened on Friday. Everybody's still running really, really hot. We need to discuss this now, and then we'll put it out there and we'll clean it up later.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no later at this point with this. You know what I mean? Like, if there was a later, they would have taken it. But I feel like this was the opportunity for Fee to kind of pull back the curtain, whether she's right, whether she's wrong. This is what she felt she needed to get her point across as one of the players.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. I love the texts that are coming in. Because I think the majority of people on the text line are saying, yeah, they're right for talking about this a little bit. But, yeah, you're right, though. At the same time, the way that they're doing it, not a lot of people on the text line are agreeing with Fee and Cheryl in this regard. Coming up next, speaking of leadership, man, this country, we are in desperate need of leadership. We get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.